Hey everyone, and welcome back to Mom Mindset. I'm your girl Laura Bennett, here to dish out some real talk about navigating life as a modern mama, or let's be honest, just a human trying to keep it together in this crazy world. Today, we're diving into something super important. Finding calm in the midst of all the chaos. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like there are a million things vying for your attention at once and your sanity is hanging by a thread. You know that feeling when you just want to hit the pause button, take a deep breath, and maybe even shed a few maybe more than a few tears of frustration. Trust me, I've been there. But here's the thing. Finding calm isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight or magically teleporting yourself to a tropical beach, though wouldn't that be nice? It's about building little pockets of peace throughout your day, and those little pockets can make a world of difference. So how do we actually do this? How do we cultivate calm in a world that seems determined to keep us on edge? Well, my friends, I've got 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey to inner Zen. First up, mindfulness is your secret weapon. It's not about emptying your mind, let's be real. That's basically impossible with a house full of kids or even just a very demanding cat. Mindfulness is more about being present in the moment. Pay attention to your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch right now? It sounds simple, but it can seriously help ground you when you feel overwhelmed. Number 2, prioritize self-care, not just on weekends or when you're deserving it, because let's be honest, who actually deserves a break? Make it a non-negotiable part of your routine, even if it's just 5 minutes of meditation, a quick yoga session, or a hot bath with a good book. Think of it as fueling up your emotional battery. You wouldn't run your car on fumes, would you? Number 3, learn to say no. This one is tough, but trust me, it's essential for protecting your time and energy. It's okay to set boundaries, whether it's saying no to extra commitments, politely declining invitations that you just don't have the bandwidth for, or even just saying no to requests that drain your energy. You're not a superhero. Next up, number 4. Embrace imperfection. It's okay if things aren't perfect. In fact, striving for perfection is often what keeps us feeling stressed and overwhelmed. Let go of the need to control everything and accept that life happens. The dishes can wait, the laundry basket can overflow, just maybe not into the living room, and it's totally fine if you don't have a Pinterest-worthy home every single day. Finally, number 5. Surround yourself with positive people. You know those friends who lift you up, make you laugh, and just make life more enjoyable. Spend time with them. Positive energy is contagious, and the right people can help you stay grounded and calm even when things get tough. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're rushing around trying to get everyone out the door in the morning, kids need lunches packed, shoes found, hair brushed if possible, and yourself. You're running on fumes after a night of sleep interrupted by, well, let's just say parenting. Suddenly, your phone rings. It's a work call, one that could really impact your day if you don't handle it perfectly. You feel the familiar surge of stress, your heart starts racing, your shoulders tense up, and you're about to lose it. But wait, remember what we talked about. You take a deep breath, okay, maybe two, focusing on the sensation of the air filling your lungs. You remind yourself that everything will be okay, even if things don't go exactly as planned. You answer the call with a calm voice and tackle it head on, knowing you have the strength and resilience to handle whatever comes your way. Remember, finding calm isn't about achieving some impossible state of bliss, it's about cultivating moments of peace throughout your day. It's about being present, taking care of yourself, setting boundaries, embracing imperfection, and surrounding yourself with positivity. These small steps can make a huge difference in how you navigate the daily hustle and bustle. So take what resonated with you today and put it into action. Share this episode with someone who could use a dose of calm, leave a review to spread the love, or join me on social media for more real talk about navigating motherhood and life with grace and humor. Until next time, remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.